There's a housing crisis out there, and we really have to be asking ourselves the hard questions. Why are we not delivering more houses? Why is it not attractive for developers to be opening greenfield sites or brownfield sites and providing housing units that are badly needed for the general public? And I think the onus is on us as county councillors to sit down and talk to people in the construction industry, ask them why they're not developing in Letterkenny, because we know in Donegal Town there's about 5 sites open there. So for some reason or other, Letterkenny is not conducive to attract inward investment from developers at the moment. And we know the town needs houses really badly. We've just become a university town. And if we want to attract more inward investment, I think the first thing you have to have is places for people to live. So I think our town has become stale, and the onus is on us as councillors to try and get to the root cause of it and try and remedy any of the things that we have any power to remedy, to try and kickstart the building industry in Letterkenny again.
As you say, communication is key, and the point was made by officials that there are, as we speak, a series of consultations taking place on a review of the county development plan, and maybe that's an opportunity for developers to come in, speak to planners, speak to officials and speak to members. That will be a start, but it's going to take more.
That's true, Donald, and we've had probably in excess of a dozen workshops. We're working on the local area plan here for Letterkenny. Hopefully we're getting near space where we will be able to put that out for public consultation, and everybody out there in the general public will get their chance, including the builders, you know, to have their opinion and to give their opinions on the plan that we're putting out there. That'll come in. Maybe there'll be some adjustments made to it before it'll be adopted. But, you know, we really have to ask ourselves, is it the lack of infrastructure that is our problem in Letterkenny? Is it sewerage? Is it water? Do we need better roads infrastructure? Is the wages too low for people to get mortgages? Maybe that's the problem and we've no control over it. But, I mean, at the moment, it's certainly not working. And we have to make every effort that we possibly can to see that anything that's in our control that we can help to try and remedy the situation that we've got and try and make it more attractive for builders to go in and open sites and develop and deliver building units going forward, because without that, this gateway town will not expand and it won't work for us. And I think we're not just at a crossroads, and we need to make sure.
Is it time to get them more involved in the planning process then? Because, I mean, it seems, as you say, there have been numerous workshops where members and officials are sitting down and having conversations. From what you're saying, it sounds as though developers need to be at that table, because you need their perspective, you need their expertise, and most importantly, you need to know what they need.
I think that's absolutely correct. Until we identify, the stumbling blocks, we can't do anything about it. And I said on there today at the table after we had a discussion on it, and I said myself maybe that we need to sit down and meet with the representatives from the Builders Federation, the CIF, and let them bring it to the table where the issues are, and let's sit down and see what we can help them with. And I think it'll help to deliver more housing units in Letterkenny, because we certainly need them out here at the moment.